Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip
with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, Pretty, what did you got?
Diddy is trying to get out of LA. He's now selling his mansion for $70 million. Yes, that is the same house that Homeland Security raided in March. And now he's just trying to get rid of it. He bought it for $40 million in 2014.
You reckon that makes it go up in price? Like, you put that on the property advertisement. Once raided by the police.
Right, imagine. So Homeland Security were basically looking for evidence of human trafficking and other crimes when they raided the house. A grand jury is now looking over that evidence, and then they'll decide whether to indict him or not. But if you're interested and you have $70 million lying around, you can buy Diddy's house.
So much money. $70 million.
It's a massive house, though.
Yeah,
it's
these houses in America are massive. L.A. prices are really, really expensive. Yeah. I wouldn't be buying in L.A.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the most expensive house ever sold was in L.A. LA in the maybe. United States, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was like huge.
I was looking at buying a house there.
Oh.
Like, you know,
because you go so often.
We go a lot. Brianna's from there. I think, you know, I said to her, do you want to own something in your own city? She's like, oh my gosh, I'd love to. So we spoke to a couple of, like, you know, friends, but also property people. Everyone's trying to get out. Everyone's getting out of LA. No one wants to be there anymore.
But
so
maybe that's the best time to buy.
Yeah, if everyone's trying to get prices are still high.
Oh, weird. Hey, remember that house across the street from where we were staying?
It's sold.
I wish you could have got that one.
It's a lot of crime, Ross. A lot of crime, a lot of poverty.
Oh.
So, like, it's just driving people out, you know, like, and it is. It's really sad to see, like, we're so lucky to live in where we live. Like, in LA, I love LA. Like, I do truly love LA. But, like, you just drive the streets and you see, like, so many people just sleeping on the side of the road. It's so sad to see. And then there's crime happening every corner. It's not cool, you know. But, I mean, Diddy's getting out for 70 mil. He'll probably move to Texas. A lot of people move to Texas.
I was just going to say Texas. That was ranked as the number one. Austin was ranked as the number one place for quality of living in the United States.
I reckon Joe Rogan started that.
Taxes and just what you can get for your money, property-wise.
Oh, okay.
And the way the town is.
You guys spoke over each other just then.
Yeah.
You both said something at the same time.
I think Joe Rogan started the trend of people going to Texas.
I think he assisted in that, yes, I do
and
agree.
And also, what's his name? UFC man.
Dana White.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you're right. Joe Rogan moved from L.A. to Texas, and then on his podcast, he just talks about how good Texas is.
Yeah.
And so everyone's in Texas.
Less taxes. What else you got?
Okay, so finally, this week, Julia Roberts, love her, decided to go, I want to catch Taylor Swift's show in Dublin, right?
Okay, sure.
So she was there in the VIP tent. That's where, like, all the celebrities go. Travis Kelce, Taylor's boyfriend, was also in the tent. This video has gone viral. It's a video of Julia and Travis interacting. She's kind of, like, holding his chest. And, like, they're having this conversation. They're quite close. And Swifties, I'm sorry, way out of line, lost it. And they were like, this is so gross.
They probably didn't even know who she was.
Maybe.
Really?
And they were like, this is how could she do this? He looks so uncomfortable. Why is he in her space? Well, Travis Kelce has spoken out about meeting Julia Roberts on his podcast. Have a listen.
Yeah, I met Julia Roberts in Ireland, in Dublin.
Are you?
That was pretty cool. I mean, every bit is what everyone makes her out to be. She's just so awesome. Just love to see her support. And some of these people you meet and you're just like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
So it's all fine. It's Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Julia Roberts. Like, if I was to meet Julia Roberts and she had her hands on me and Brianna was there, Brianna would be like, man, that's Julia Roberts.
That's Julia Roberts. You don't mess with Julia Roberts.
Yeah, and then Chris would say, come on, let's go down Rodeo Drive and choose anything you want.
Imagine that. Sit down on a seat and then she comes in and out wearing different clothing.
Oh,
that'd be an experience of a lifetime, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine you could relive that.
Yeah.
She was, she still is. She's so beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Naturally beautiful, right?
The greatest smile in Hollywood belongs to Julia Roberts.
Do we have the current, like, who's the current Julia Roberts? Who's the current, like, Cindy Crawford?
Nah.
I mean, like,
do we have those anymore?
Jennifer Lawrence is up there.
No, I don't think so. Like, Julia Roberts is a household name.
Emma
Stone.
Emma Stone, maybe. Maybe.
Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
Margot Robbie could,
Margot
could
Robbie
be in there.
Margot Robbie sort of got that feel of
that smile, that energy, that aura.
Zendaya on the road.
Zendaya
coming up maybe?
Yeah, I think those three would be like the powerhouses.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All right, there we go. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Name the artist, Ross.
Pretty woman, Roy Orbison.
It's
a legendary song. Come on. He used to wear sunglasses. He was in the Traveling Wilburys.
I only know the Bollywood version of this song.
What?
Shah Rukh Khan.
There's a Bollywood version. Can you just Google where Roy Orbison was from? He looks like he could be like Lebanese.
No, he's he's not Lebanese. He's American, and he looks like Elvis.
Yeah, but he could be Lebanese, but lives in America. You know that.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So where's he from?
Roy Orbison. Okay, I'll tell you now.
I'll Google it. Relax. He hasn't moved.
Well, I can do it. Roy Orbison.
Pretty will find the answer before any of us would.
I'm playing Shah Rukh Khan.
Texas. Roy Orbison. He's from Texas, funny enough. Now, but I want to know where his family's from.
Oh, like where? Okay. Heritage.
Yeah, because he looks like he could be.
He was the second of three sons born to Orby Lee Orbison and Nadine.
Nadine?
Vester Schultz.
Yeah.
Northern Ireland.
Okay.
Oh, Irish.
All right, there we go.
He was traced to Northern Ireland, and they settled in Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, there we go. Thank you, Pretty. What do you want to play this one?
The Bollywood version of Pretty Woman.
Well, they make it sound so much more lively.
Yeah, I was going to wait for it.
Where's the Pretty Woman part?
Wait for it.
Pretty woman. It's got the American flag behind it.
They're in New York.
This is Shah Rukh Khan.
Yeah, Kal Monaho.
Excuse you, Pretty. Get us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.